I've got Jay Lin with us today, a founding member of the Asia Pacific Queer Film Festival Alliance. They have been screening a range of contemporary and classic feature films, documentaries and short films produced in Pan-Asia region. These films have come to Sydney this week as part of the Sydney Mardi Gras Queer Film Festival. Jay, welcome to 2SER.
Hi, Ronnie. Hello, everyone.
When did the APQFFA form?
Yeah, it's a long acronym.
And how do you say it?
To each his own or her own. But the Alliance was actually founded in 2015 at the second Taiwan International Queer Film Festival in Taipei, Taiwan. And the creation of this alliance was because we as film festival directors for queer cinema know how challenging it is to actually put together the resources for a festival in Asia, especially given that in certain countries, actually, it's still banned, homosexuality is still banned. So one way we can help each other is by introducing films that might not be seen by the general public or mass media from these individual countries so that we can curate a more sort of pan-Asian diversity sort of look at homosexuality and LGBT people within the Asia-Pacific region.
Yeah, can you share with us some of the responses you've had to your films? Have they been like quite, have they challenged some people?
Well, actually, when we founded the Alliance 2 years ago, we only had 12 festivals, and now we have 19. And the way we go about curating for each festival actually is very individualistic. So the programmer from each festival picks the movies that the other film festival programmers suggest into this long Excel spreadsheet. So each film festival director recommends 3 shorts from each festival or each city or each country. And so the programmer who wants to create an alliance sort of shorts then goes through that whole entire list and then picks the one that are suitable for that particular festival. So it's not the same programming from each territory. So it's different territory to territory. And certain film festival directors, if they want to push the envelope a little bit or if they want to bring more spotlight to certain sort of territories within Asia that are less seen by the audience there, then it's his or her prerogative to do so. So it changes from festival to festival.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you can curate them to specifically the places. What advice do you have for aspiring filmmakers wanting to enter?
Submit their films to us.
Yes.
I think it's a really great way to get exposure to many territories at once. And so get in touch with any of the festival programmers or directors on the Alliance. And basically, you contact one, you contact all. And so if it's a great film, it could be potentially selected by multiple regions. So that filmmaker would automatically get his short or her short to be seen on an international or at the very least a regional level in a very short period of time. So that is my recommendation. My recommendation for